Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Iowa Soybean Association president and Ripley area farmer, Tim Bardol, joining us. And so, Tim, as I understand it, you were able to have a fortunate meeting with the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, who visited Iowa last week. And you were also joined by Governor Kim Reynolds, U.S. Senator Joni Ernst, as well as Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagy. And so if you wouldn't mind, first of all, Tim, just kind of describing to us the message you try to convey to Vice President Pence, specifically about what last Monday's storm and how that impacted you as well as other farmers that you've been able to talk to.
Pretty much I told him that it's horrible. It's the most damage that my dad had ever seen from a storm. He's been farming a long time, obviously. And it's not that one or two fields, because, you know, we've seen this kind of damage in a few fields with downburst winds and such, and bad hail in small areas. But when you drive mile after mile and you keep seeing the same thing, the down corn, the hail damage, bins destroyed or severely damaged, it's just something almost apocalyptic. And I told him that, you know, this on top of all the challenges agriculture's had over the last few years. When I stood there and looked at the field and went around on Tuesday morning, I told him it just kind of felt like another nail in the coffin for agriculture. It's tough where everybody's already really struggling financially. Prices aren't very good. And then to have this happen, it's, you know, kind of like a gut punch, and it's hard to see a way out, at least on the head end of things.
What was your kind of overall impression as far as, did Vice President Pence make any kind of remarks back to you? Did you feel like he maybe listened to your message at all?
Yeah, I definitely did. I raised several specific concerns. One is with the young farmers, ones that have just started farming here in the past 4, 5, 6 years, which I have a son that would fall into that. They don't have equity built up. They don't have really the savings to deal with the kind of issues we've been dealing with for the last couple of years. On that, I told him that it is imperative to have a program for these young farmers to make sure that they can stay on the farm and keep working on the farms, because in 20 years, if we lose this generation, it will really be devastating to the ag industry. Without these youngsters now working and learning, they can carry on. Also talked about trade, which isn't a storm issue,
right,
but it's definitely an issue that's part of the impact to agriculture that this storm just added to. On that instance, he assured me that China is continuing to purchase and he doesn't foresee that changing. It's a little slower than a lot of us would like, but day after day, they're making another record purchase of corn or soybeans. So he sees that as a positive. We also talked about biofuels. It was mentioned about the different waivers that are being asked for by the refineries. And his first comment was, well, we took care of that, didn't we, with the 10th Circuit ruling. We told him that, no, not necessarily, because what they've done is they're trying to get retroactive waivers back 5, 6, 7 years, which was out of the realm of the court case. When that was brought up, he again turned to Senator Ernst and asked, pretty much ask her, so is that right? And she said yes, and it's got to be dealt with. And again, asked her to get him all the information he needs on that when they get back to D.C. So it was a very productive talk. It was supposed to have been 5 minutes. It ended up somewhere between 20 and 25 minutes. So I didn't know what to expect when I went into that meeting, but really it surpassed any expectations that I had for the meeting, the way it ended up. So maybe it won't make any difference, but we left with a feeling like it was productive, and there's some hope that there's going to be some things done, not only to help the big picture on trade and biofuels, but all the producers impacted by this storm. It's definitely reached the top levels in Washington, D.C., how dire the situation is in some of these communities. And they're going to be working to find ways to help us.
To Tim, do you have any idea or have heard of any as far as anticipated impacts on yields or just the scope of damage that crop producers have had across the state?
Yeah, okay. I actually was on a call with RMA, and I guess this isn't just Iowa, but this storm, they see the potential liability upwards of $15 billion because of the storm damage. So they said it's by far the single largest one-day event that has ever happened to agriculture in RMA's history. And the only time that they, in the past, that they'll probably saw more claims than they will have from this storm was the drought of 2012. Wow. So it's definitely very substantial. The RMA is working hard on it, which is the crop insurance arm of the federal government. They're the ones that sets the rules for insurance companies and kind of makes out how everything works. So it's definitely big, but the federal government is definitely well aware of what's before them and what the producers are having to deal with out here. And only time will tell how quick and exactly what they're going to come up with, but they are definitely working on ways to help us.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program here with our Iowa Soybean Association president and Ripley area farmer is Tim Bardol. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.